Hi, this is Austin.
And this is Tread from Pretty Between in San Francisco. And you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And today on the podcast, we have the band Pretty In Between. Very cool band. I'm not going to try to describe the sound. We're going to play some music a little bit later on, so stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history, one podcast at a time. All right, guys, welcome back. As I was saying at the top of the show, we have the band Pretty In Between. We've got Austin and Tread waiting in the wings here for us. But first, let's just kind of do a little business. It is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often for more great artist interviews and artist stories like this one you're about to hear, as well as all kind of cool music podcasts that we're doing. Also, make sure you don't miss out on our live show. We go live on Rock Rage Radio Live on Facebook every Tuesday night. That gets recorded and uploaded, so that's all that's there as well. But the live experience is not to be missed because we mix it up with the audience. We pick a cool topic. My co-hosts, Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins, we have a really good time. So you definitely want to make sure that you get in on that. It's a lot of fun. At LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, there's also some cool merchandise and things like that to do there. So please, I have to encourage you guys to check that out. Speaking of encouraging, I want to tell everybody right now that if you're listening, you're a music fan, to please hit that share button. It doesn't matter what platform you're listening to this on. If you're listening to it on iTunes or Podbean or whatever you like, you ran across it on Facebook or whatever, just hit it. Whatever your favorite social media channel is, if it's Twitter or if it's Facebook, whatever you like, just hit the share button and let the world know about the music that you are grooving to, because chances are, if you're digging the band Pretty In Between, then a lot of your friends, the people that you're hanging out with on social media, they're going to dig it too. This is like the way that music kind of spreads in the post social media or social media environment that we have out there today. So this is how it gets done. It's you, the fan, hitting that share button, telling your friends, spreading the word, going to the websites and getting involved. That's how you got to do it. Just hit that share button right now, and I'll remind you again a little bit later on. As I was saying, though, we do have Austin and Tread. Austin Wazalewski and Tread Lightly here from the band Pretty In Between. Guys, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thank you so much.
Okay, where are you calling in from?
San Francisco, USA.
All right. A couple of San Francisco boys. So, Austin, why don't we start with you? Tell me, give me a little bit about your background. Like, how did you get into music? What inspired you? What made you want to pick up the guitar and start doing music?
Cool. So I come from Toledo, Ohio. I was raised in an intelligent and a wise environment. My parents always dug the best kind of music. But in that same environment, there was a lot of, your classic Midwest hypocrisy or whatever. So music was always a tool, a coping method, and a release. So I was singing from a very young age. My mother would sing. My dad would play the best records. So just somewhere along the line, I started to just realize that I had a voice and I had a thing to say that was equally as important. So I started playing guitar at 16. I had been in a rock band or two from 13 on. So I just kind of gravitated towards that, you know, like growing up in the Midwest, it's either sports is your dream or like you're going to figure something else out. So sports didn't seem to be working out. So, music pulled me in, and I've been dedicated to the craft ever since.
What kind of stuff were you listening to? What you know, you said your parents liked the best kind of music.
Yeah.
Like, what is the best kind of music?
Subjectively,
I'm actually interested to hear that too. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet the whole world is ready for that. So, I mean, I grew up on like Neil Young, Steely Dan, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Pink Floyd, whatever kind of jazz catalog that was like, you know, pretty like, how you'd say, like mellow jazz or whatever.
Yeah.
That needed not a name, but was a sound to be associated with.
Yeah.
And yeah, things of that nature, just like, you know, what you say, classic rock, and just soulful sounds for sure. Sounds from people that definitely meant what they said. So
with the guitar, I'm sorry, were you self-taught or did you study?
Yeah. I'm completely self-taught, and continuing to be self-taught every day, studying every day. But
awesome.
Yeah, I've I've learned from intuition for sure, which is, again, someone like Neil Young. Those are kind of things I picked up learning that you could do that and succeed. And that's what really got me into this, that you could do it on your own and you could be self-taught and still kind of figure it out.
Tread lightly. Tell us about your foray. How did you get started in this crazy music thing?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different background from Austin's, but I think that's what makes it kind of work and pretty cool. But I grew up in a family that didn't have a ton of music at home, but I started building drum sets out of whatever I could find when I was like 4 or 5, and just was always attracted to any type of music, but especially percussion. And, you know, as we got into school, I wanted to join the school band at my tiny little Catholic school. And my parents were begging me and trying to coerce me into playing piano or trumpet. And I just kept begging to play drums. So they finally agreed that I could audition for both drums and trumpet. And believe it or not, I totally threw the trumpet audition. So that was my first introduction to actually getting to play drums. And just fell totally in love with it in fourth grade. And from there, you know, I continued to be kind of a school band kid. So classically trained, playing in, you know, symphonies and really, really then got into marching percussion and actually played in marching drum lines all the way through college. And that was kind of a big part of my background. And then, you know, always was interested in rock music. And as the only young boy in my house, music was kind of a safe refuge for me to go alone to my room and pick up whatever was playing from my older cousins or whatever I thought was cool on the radio. And so outside of school, I started to discover this whole world of rock and roll, which was totally new and different to me. And I really dove into that. And I, you know, begged my parents to let me get a drum set. And by the time I was 16, I got a drum set. And while I have all the classical training on the, you know, symphonic part of it, really all of the drum set stuff is more self-taught, and trying to apply what I had learned there. And yeah, I've been playing music every day ever since, often as possible.
What were some of the artists, bands, whatever, that you got turned on to when you first started listening to rock?
Yeah, it's funny. So I always remember like driving around and like my parents were, they enjoyed music, but they were never into it. So it was whatever was on the radio for them. Which means I grew up, you know, driving around doing errands with my mom, singing like Styx and REO Speedwagon and stuff in the back seat. And, you know, Kansas, Steve Miller Band. And then when my dad, you know, was in his truck, then it was a little bit more of like Led Zeppelin, Ozzy Osbourne. So kind of the full smattering of like the prototypical sort of classic rock that you would hear.
Cool, man. You guys have, you know, it seems like it really works for you guys. How did you guys get together?
That's a great story. Would you like me to tell it, Kale?
Let me start and then,
go for it.
So I moved out to San Francisco and, after a couple of months of getting really frustrated with not playing music, I was at a bar and there was this live karaoke band playing and I had a great time and got really into it and talked to them and was going to audition for them. So I needed somewhere to play drums because in San Francisco, you can't have a drum set in your apartment, obviously. So I went and found this place walking distance from my apartment called Music City Rehearsal, where you can go rent a little studio room that has a drum set and amps and everything in it. Really cool space. And so I went in and was playing drums to like Britney Spears tracks and Backstreet Boys and everything that corporate people would want to like have at their parties and sing to.
Right.
And I walk out of the room after playing Britney Spears for 2.5 hours by myself. And this crazy kid at the front desk is like, why are you playing drums by yourself for 2.5 hours? And so I explained, I'm auditioning for this cover band, all this and that. And he was like, that's stupid. You should play original music with me.
That's stupid.
That's stupid. You should play original music with me. So we swapped albums. I think I gave him Flies in All Directions by Weatherbox, which I'm pretty sure he still hasn't listened to. And he gave me Unknown Mortal Orchestra, which I fell in love with. And hence the dream was born.
Wow. And there's Ryan is how did you guys hook up with Ryan?
Honestly, it's the exact same story, right, Austin?
Yeah, pretty much the same story. I gave him actually though a tour first, and he's like, "Oh, I'm just getting my chops together as a drummer, but I'm a producer." And so I was like, "Okay, why don't you produce me instead?" And that's kind of how we got him in the loop.
Awesome. So this you guys put out a single back in April, and then your is Live at Music City, is that your like first record?
Yeah, that's the first four, like multiple track release. Yeah.
Okay, and why did you guys decide to do a live record first?
So yeah,
no one's ever asked us that.
I'm sure. No.
That's a great question. So we actually serendipitously, we're a band where our dedication to the craft has made us kind of like slow on getting things onto this internet platform, you know, because we've just spent a year, however long, just getting good with each other and just playing music, you know, with that being our main priority. So we were lucky to, we kind of staged this night where we're going to do a little live concert with a friend of ours who also worked here at Music City Rehearsal. We had a show there, planned to do some video recording. It turns out that the engineer that showed up to do the audio was just really tops. So we played a great show, and then we heard his masters afterwards, and we were like, wow, these actually sound really good. Like, let's get some album out as we, you know, wait to get our more legitimate studio things in the mix. Let's just get this live album out. So we cut it down, and our dude Ryan mixed it to quality that we're very satisfied with, and we've got that 4-song EP.
It actually sounds really good.
Hell yeah!
But it's raw enough. You get that like you want to crank it up really, really loud and just sit back and just kind of be in the concert. It's good stuff. But we're gonna play "Break the Cycle" right now. This is the track that opens Live at Music City. You guys, check this out. This is "Break the Cycle" by Pretty In Between on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
So we're called Pretty In Between. And welcome to our backyard.
Soldier.
Okay, so you guys have this kind of like funky, jammy, trippy kind of thing going on. Is this just kind of what comes out when the three of you kind of come together? Is this a little more, but is it, or is it more, you know, premeditated?
Yeah, it's, I think it started really with just Austin and I in the basement at Music City Rehearsal, just doing these extended long jams and kind of seeing where things took us. And, you know, Austin, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was kind of at a time that I think Austin was exploring a lot of new ideas with his music. And I've always kind of been gravitating toward funk beats and rock beats and kind of how they've mashed together. And Austin's been kind of exploring a lot of these jazzy sort of bluesy chord progressions and note voicings. So when he and I got together originally, that was just kind of what started to fall out. And it sounded a lot like a lot of things we had heard before, but it didn't sound like anything exactly we had heard before. And we weren't sure if that was good or bad. And when we brought Ryan in, he kind of was able to sit right in there with us and kind of augment a lot what we were doing and also kind of keep us on the safe side of total insanity. And what
that's the line
out,
that I flirt with.
Yeah, all the time. And so what came out is, you know, I think eclectic isn't the right word, but like a wide ranging sampling of different genres that we try to bottle into one cohesive idea. And out of that, you get kind of this folky, rocky, hip hoppy, grungy, psychedelic folk experience that, yeah, is that's the shortest way to put it, probably.
Well, and Austin, this is primarily, you're the, like the kind of like primary like songwriter, or do you guys write together?
Yeah, well, we write a lot together in varying qualities, but yeah, it definitely comes, a lot of things come to me alone in this particular corner in my house where I have all my things set up. Okay. And that's where a lot of impetus happens. But Kale and Ryan have been amazing people to work with in terms of fleshing out these ideas and putting it into kind of popular format and helping me to melodically and rhythmically like suss out some things that I still have learning to do. But yeah, it does kind of come from my little soul somewhere in there.
Is the name of the band Pretty In Between, is that a sort of reference to maybe the fact that you guys are sort of like in between so many different like musical
ideas?
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that, and I think we also all kind of like that the double meaning of like, you know, a lot of what Austin writes about in his lyrics talks to like some ugliness in the world or in society or the way that technology is interfacing with humanity. And I think that what we also wanted to capture is there's a lot of beauty in between all of these horrible tragedies. And if you like really can focus on that, then there's a lot of good things in the world that you should be celebrating too.
Yeah. And similarly, I would say to that, you're definitely on the head with it is kind of like a genre statement. And really it's a message of like fluidity, which is like, I think that we have a lot of rigid conceptions in our world about black and white and where those lines cross. And I think that, again, enabling ourselves to play these different styles, have these different voices and have these different modes of expression is kind of also a symbolic thing about the fact that maybe we as humans are on a different wavelength than we think, and that things aren't so rigid and physically bound as we might think sometimes. So that's kind of can be my interpretation of it.
Very much like the intro to the song Outside.
Yes. Precisely.
You kind of like sum it all up in one sentence right there. I was like, I like this guy. So what does the next, what is the like next 6 to 12 months look like for you guys? What do you have coming up?
Super exciting. Yeah. Go Austin.
Yeah. So firstly, we did a batch of live videos actually 2 days after that recording that we just finished. So we've got 5 complete songs with some great camera work and some great recording done. So we're going to be releasing those before the holiday season here.
Sweet.
We're working on our first studio EP, which is a 4-song, which might feature some of the same songs, but definitely fully fleshed out and in their proper form. Other than that, we're looking to continue to play the Bay Area here in California and also looking to maybe branch out and do some of our first tour runs. And again, continue to write music and continue to just kind of hone in the practice and get closer to one another and our community.
It's a pretty brave to put out the first record to be live. So when you go into the studio to do maybe some of the same songs, Are we going to hear something that's like maybe more produced with maybe like some overdubbing and, you know, other instruments?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you going to still try to keep that? How are you going to, what is it?
Well, there's a couple things. Yeah, this, like you said, it's real raw. And we played this show, like most of our other shows, as a three-piece. So we really don't have three guys making noise up there. And not only have we started to add a couple of different really talented instrumentalists to the mix, but we'll also be taking, you know, an approach of adding some overdubs and stuff. I mean, Ryan is a big Steely Dan fan, so we're always kind of finding that balance between keeping it the rawness that we all love and really hitting like a really well-produced, well-thought-out album.
Yeah, I think we're definitely aiming for well-produced rather than raw with what we've got. But again, the quality of what we bring forth in our energy will continue to be raw. But yeah, it's going to be, we're going to schmig it up, as it were, all the layers.
I love it. So how does everybody out there in internet land find you guys and keep up with what you have coming out?
We're on facebook.com/prettyinbetween. We're on Instagram, kind of reluctantly, but we're on there anyway. Sorry. Also, you can find it at Bandcamp, prettyinbetween.bandcamp.com. Also, find it on Spotify. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Tidal. So, yeah, just type it in. I think that we got lucky as to where our name doesn't share the verbiage of too many other things. So
was a dedicated effort.
Yeah. I know. I've interviewed some people that like their name was like John Smith. Just search John Smith. I'm like, no, that's not gonna work.
Page 80 on Google, you'll find it.
So, all right, guys. It was really awesome meeting you guys. I love the record, and so I'm really looking forward to hearing the like more fleshed out, produced kind of sound coming. When do you think that might be done? I mean, or is that like pretty far out?
Let's say within the next 6 months.
Oh, really?
Should be done.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and if we say that, then that means that Ryan's going to make sure it gets done by then, right?
Yeah, it's on recording now, Ryan.
Even as we speak. So all right, guys. Thanks for hanging. I need to. I'm going to wrap up the podcast right now, but I need you guys to hang out for just a couple minutes because I need to do a little business with you when you're done. When we're done.
All
okay.
Right. Got it.
All right, everybody. That was Austin and Tred from Pretty In Between. I'm just kind of grooving to their Bandcamp page, so you can go to prettyinbetween.bandcamp.com, and like you said, they're on, you know, facebook.com/prettyinbetween. Really good stuff, and I'm really excited to hear where this band is going to go and what they're going to be doing in the future when they get into the studio. But the live stuff is really very cool, raw, and it's got a great immediacy to it. You can tell that you can hear that these are three guys who are really listening to each other and playing off of each other, and so you definitely want to check it out. Prettyinbetween.bandcamp.com. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and if you have not, hit the share button on whatever platform you're listening on. Why? What the hell's wrong with you? Hit the share button. Let the world know about Pretty In Between and how awesome they are. Tell all your friends so that, you know, they can enjoy this music too. Sharing's caring. If you love great music, let's keep it alive. Let's keep it going and hit that share button. I really appreciate it. One more thing. If you guys are so inclined, please go to our website, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. There's tons of great interviews and stories with bands like Pretty In Between, you know, like kind of all kind of genres. For those of you guys that are more into the guitar-driven rock, you like the hard and heavier stuff, I highly recommend that you check out our weekly podcast, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We go live on Rock Rage Radio Live on Facebook. We're also a Rock Rage Radio show, so you can crank it up on Sunday afternoons at noon. So when you're coming out of church, you know, you get in your car, you're looking for something to listen to, pop on Rock Rage Radio and you can groove out and rock out to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We appreciate it. All right, guys, we had a great time today. These guys were a blast. They're a lot of fun. I think that comes out in their music too, and so we wish them all the best. I can't wait to hear more, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.